Welcome to episode number 70 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to encourage you to join me on a Bible study adventure. It's called the Bible Study Challenge. Let's dive in. If you're listening to this podcast the day it releases, we're a little more than halfway through the month of June. It is such a crazy reality to think that, and not much longer, we're going to be starting the fall season, which is very exciting to me. But you realize, again, and I mentioned this in past episodes, but it is so easy just to glide through your summer and just you get to the other side of it and you're just like, wow, what happened? What did I do? What did I accomplish? How did I grow? And so I've been pondering this idea of a Bible study challenge. Now, I've been pondering really for the fall, actually having a whole series, in other words, several weeks of an actual challenge where we actually dive in God's Word together and actually process through some stuff. And that's kind of on the horizon. And if it happens, I'll mention it once it gets here in the fall. But I've been pondering this powerful concept in the Word, and I wanted to invite you in on a journey to kind of study it out with me. So I'm calling it, at least temporarily, the Bible Study Challenge. It's kind of the beta test version, if you will, of a potential thing in the future. And the concept is rather simple. I would love you to dive into God's Word and just study alongside me. And next week on the podcast, I want to kind of walk through some concepts that God's been revealing in my life. Now, this Bible Study Challenge is going to focus primarily in four key chapters of God's Word. It's an interesting thought to me that there's only four chapters in all the Bible that is removed from sin. In other words, when you look at Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, you realize Genesis 1 and 2 is before the fall. In other words, they were not tainted with sin because the fall and the entrance of sin did not happen until Genesis chapter 3. So Genesis 1 and 2 then lays a foundation of what life was to look like prior to sin entering into the world. And then when you go into chapters 21 and 22 of Revelation, you find the very same thing. In other words, God deals with the sin issue. Now we're talking about the realities of the New Jerusalem and the heavenly realm kind of stuff. And it's no longer tainted by sin in Revelation 21, 22. So those four chapters, Genesis 1 and 2 and Revelation 21 and 22, what you begin to discover is that there are some themes that run through all four of those chapters that somehow speak of God's purpose and his plan even before there was sin in the world. So here's what I'd like you to do. I would love you this week to look and study out Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and Revelation chapter 21 and 22. And in so doing, I want you to see some of the major themes that start in Genesis 1 and 2 and find their fulfillment in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. For example, let me just give you a couple of these. In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, you have this man and the creation of the woman through the man. And then what you see in Revelation 21, 22 is a man marrying this woman. And it really is a fulfillment of this reality. In other words, in Genesis 1 and 2, you have a man and a woman, and it's really the bringing together of those two. It's the marriage idea. And in Revelation 21, 22, you have the marriage supper of the Lamb, and here's the bride of Christ being united with the groom, Jesus Christ. And as another example, in Genesis 1 and 2, you have a tree of life. And what you see in Revelation 21 and 22 is that there is a tree of life. Now, there are several themes that run between Genesis 1 and 2 and Revelation chapter 21 and 22. And I'd love you to read and kind of study those out a little bit and figure out, okay, what begins in Genesis 1 and 2 and what is consummated or climaxed or what is fulfilled in Revelation 21, 22. And then next week, I'd love just to sit down and on the podcast, we're going to talk through some of these key themes that weave themselves all through Scripture, but really start in Genesis 1 and 2 and find their fulfillment at the very end of the book in Revelation 21, 22. Again, I think this is going to be a really rich study as we begin to look at what was God's intent, what was God's purpose and plan even before or even just outside of the sin reality. In other words, sin enters in, and yes, God wants to deal with the sin, and amazingly, he does in Christ Jesus. But what did he start with, and what is his end goal in the book of Revelation? Well, that's what I want to invite you in on this journey of study with me. So there's the Bible study challenge. Would you study Genesis 1 and 2 and Revelation chapter 21 and 22 and see some of the major themes that run between the two of them? I really believe if you would dive into the Word this week, that God is going to give you great insight and illumination of His Word. I'm very excited about walking with you through this process and this journey. So, again, this is a beta test, but I'd love just to see what comes of it. And maybe in the future, we'll do a longer version of this. So I invite you on this Bible study challenge. Now, for show notes of this episode, including kind of a breakdown of this Bible study challenge, I encourage you to check out the website at deeperchristian.com/70 for episode number 70. And until next time, as we dive into this concept, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.